Node 1999 connected to node 4206 75. Node 590220 connected to node 4206 75.
This is the NY1US LSAR node 4206 75 in South Wales, New York.
WD2KAO V3DZT.
V3DZB, WD2KAO, you still jamming around there, buddy? D2KAO.
V3DZP.
V3DZB, WD2KAO. That's the station on the link. You don't have the 1072 PLN code, and I'm not getting any audio.
Oh, Jesus, what a pain in the ass it is tonight. That was me again. Let me go through my fields real quick, what I just told you with no audio. The thing was working, the link was working at supper time, because an ADO came on there, and then I come in here waiting for you at 8 o'clock, and I brought up a link and teed it up on the big monitor and that, but I didn't hear nothing out of the radio. And so I rebooted the echo link and still left it. And then I go and get my handheld and I can hear myself coming out of the 9700, but then I look at the link, the GMW1 there or whatever it is. And it's quite off. And then I got on my hands and knees underneath, finding why the power supply is not working, and I got one of the cartridges in for electric and it wasn't working. So I took it out of the circuit, we're back into it. And then I called you, but I turned the radio off as well, and then when it came back on, it went to a channel with a...
Well, the internet was down most of the day at the node site. It's back up now, and the connection amps that happened. And then we had ice cream and whatever. So anyway, we're together now. Very good.
Because you're back on again.
Oh, I don't know if it's that or somebody deliberately interfering with me.
Okay, but were you saying you were down then, or was it me that was down?
No, the internet at the node site was down most of the day today.
Okay, well then I don't know when I lost whatever happened. E-Rod is the brand name for the smart switches that I had hooked up as a routine for electric to turn the link receiver off and on remotely. But that's the first time that actually never came back on for some reason or other. And it was on it by the box as I say, and I've not done anything to it. I just came in here. But it's out of the circuit now, and we won't ever have to worry about internet problems as far as the receiver goes anyway. But you want to do the quiz, Jim? Do you think we're up on it?
Yeah, I'm all set if you are. Fire away.
Okay, I'll just bring her up here now. All right, here comes the first question then. What in ham lingo is a lid? Oh, we know that one. A, bad or inconsiderate operator, a light intensifying diode, an antenna made out of bottle caps, or a limited inclined dipole.
The answer is A, alpha.
Well, if this keeps up and we're going to get repeats like this, we're going to stop doing it for a while. Either that or I'm going to send you a bogey to forget me not.
I suppose either way would work.
All right, here comes number two. What is number two here? For political reasons, it was prohibited for radio amateurs from former Soviet Union to make radio contact with hams from some countries. What two countries were on this blacklist? England and USA, South Africa and Israel, Albania and Korea, or Spain and Portugal?
Well, I'm not sure why it was, but South Africa and Israel is the answer to the problem.
Yeah, that's another duplicate question 16 times over. What does the acronym MUF stand for? Minimum usable frequency, maximum usable frequency, multi-user frequency, or military use frequency?
Maximum usable frequency, MUF, maximum, Bravo.
Correct. With three sections used by Swedish military amateur agents. Sugar Mike, Sugar Kilo, Sugar London, or 7 Sugar?
I think it's D Delta, 7 Sugar.
No, C, Sugar London.
Alrighty, that's...
A teenage doctor, A, an antenna surrounded by a screen having low radiation angle, B, a narrow bandwidth antenna made of several parallel wires, C, a wideband antenna made of several parallel wires, or D, a radar antenna generating pulses in all directions.
Gary, I'm going to ask if you could repeat the question and the choices. There was a dropout during the question. I didn't understand the question. If you could say it again for me.
Okay, question again. A A cage dipole antenna is A, an antenna surrounded by screen having a long radiation angle, B, and a narrow band antenna made of several parallel wires, C, a wideband antenna made of several parallel wires, or D, a radar antenna generating pulses in all directions.
I think the answer is C, Charlie.
And C, Charlie is correct. The late Senator Barry Goldwater held the call K7 UGA at his home station and K3 UGA in Washington. True or false?
His Washington call was K3 UIG. Can you read me if it was K3 UGA and K7 UGA, the answer is false, because his call in Washington was K3 UIG.
Yeah, I guess I read that wrong, man. So there's K3 UIG in Washington, so the answer is true.
That is correct.
Alright, we got that one. Alright, when selecting a frequency, it is common courtesy to A, ask if the frequency is reducing for talk, B, start with 100 watts and call C2 before using more power, C, see if you can talk over those who are using the frequency to use it.
Here we go.
How was that, Tim?
Yeah, we had a little dropout. The answer to the question is A, alpha. A, alpha is the answer to the question that's on the table. Ask to see if the frequency is in use before talking.
And that is correct. After whom is the BNC connector so named? A, Bayonet Naval Connector. B, British Naval Connector. C, Bayonet N Connector. Or D, Bayonet Neil Coleman.
I think it's A, alpha. A, alpha.
Named after that guy, Bayonet Neil Coleman. Could you call Cole Coleman or whatever, named after that guy?
This is the NY1 USR now.
Yeah, that's right. So the correct answer was Delta.
Yes, sir. What is the primary VHF frequency for the International Space Station? A, 144.800, 145.300, 145.800, or 145.700?
I've never worked the space station. I'm gonna say it's 145.800.
And that is correct. All right, 80%. Last question. Which of the following was a key material that was used in early radio detectors? A, fulminated mercury. B, nichrome alloy. C, galena. Or D, magnesium.
C, Charlie, Golino.
That's right, 80%. Yeah. So what's going on? Is the fiber optic, is that what it's all cracked up to be?
Well, I don't know. It should be better. It should be better than the cable. I don't know. We have Greenlight, which is fiber to the house. This is Frontier, which is landline, and now the fiber company. They're kind of late to the party. I think most people have been pretty happy with it, but I don't know. I don't know.
Well, you think they'd be able to put a little meter on or be able to tell whether they got packet loss or something? And normally you get packet loss, you well, maybe a bad connection somewhere. You know what I mean? Like whatever. I'm no expert at that. Not that. Even though my first job on the Google was installing coaxial cable in Hamilton. Hamilton coax. I think I lasted until the winter came, and I said, to hell with this. It wasn't for me putting a ladder on the top of a pickup truck leaning to hand cable in a snowstorm in some dark old alley. To hell with that. I said, anyways, other than that, it was a good day. Got all my grass cut, and I made 36 meatballs, the chicken wings on the barbecue, and all is good.
It sounds great, Jerry. It sounds good. Yeah, we had a good day and nice attendance at the breakfast, and Cheryl and I spent the afternoon together. We listened to the 1968 survey, and she made a nice macaroni salad. We had some Hoffman hot dogs from Syracuse and the macaroni salad. It was very good.
Well, everybody's happy. I think on our weather, local weather, they come up with a new system here. I think it's green, yellow, and orange, and or just normal. But they don't have anything, any color code up on it. They're just normal rain or whatever. But they're saying we got a green one for rain around midnight till tomorrow, and then they get a substantial amount of rain, they're saying. Where people, you know, here in St. Catharines, half of them, there's not enough bins to go around. The people across the street there, my buddy Kenny across the street, he got two couches and two big chairs that were done in his rec room, soaked all the hell, and he's got all this stuff in his driveway, and no bins are available. But everybody has a keep like three on every block to get that flooded, and there's not enough bins to go around that the people have the dumpster bin, because I guess most of them are throwing all the crap out that was in the basement only room. And so now he's got all this stuff out there, and it's going to get wet again. Tomorrow will be heavier than hell to move.
Water off its leash is an awful thing. Well, very good, my friend. I'm I'm gonna get going and turn in early here tonight, and I'll catch you at some point tomorrow, and I'm planning on running the SST on 40 tomorrow night from 8 to 9.
Okay, well, I got nothing planned. I'm gonna be raining away. I'm gonna do some housework, put the vacuum cleaner, maybe a little shopping here and there. I haven't talked to my head at all. I don't know what the coupon that is. I got this WestJet airlines that are going on strike, but I don't think going with them. The Trans Air, they usually fly to Europe with. But I know he's going Tuesday, but I don't know how long he's going for either, so we'll have to have a chat with him. Maybe run up tomorrow or Monday morning and say goodbye. The daughter, she's a little bit out. She took a couple of friends. It sounds like some animal farm. We've got an African lion safari here. She's got a brand new car, and she said this is on my Facebook. There's this water buffalo or whatever. I don't know, she hit a damage to the door with his horn on her new car. I can remember this African lion safari. People would go in there, and the monkeys, they called it a landu roof. It had like a leather top on the roof. These damn monkeys would end your wiper blades on the car and pull this landu roof on. There are people, right, going into a place like that with these wild animals that don't have any manners.
Yeah, you're playing with wild animals. You're taking your chances.
Peppers. Alrighty, my boss. You have a good night. Enjoy. I'm going to go get myself a nice apple and, what do you call it? The Jays are on a holy tear. 3 games straight they won.
Hey, good for them. Good for them. Keep it up. Red Wings are up here against Syracuse. 2-3-0 here. Just checking that out here a little bit. Jerry, have a good night. Enjoy. E2KAO. We'll be in touch.
This is the NY1US Altar Node, 420675, in South Wales, New York.
WB2KAO.
Welcome to the Echolink test server. This server records your transmissions and plays them back to help you adjust your transmitted and received audio. Please feel free to connect as often as you like.
WB2KAO, check 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. WB2KAO, testing. WB2KAO, check 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. WB2KAO, testing. WB2KAO, check 1-2-3-4-5-5-4-3-2-1. WB2KAO, check 1-2-3-4-5-5-4-3-2-1. WB2KAO, check 1-2-3-4-5-5-4-3-2-1. WB2KAO, check 1-2-3-4-5-5-4-3-2-1. WB2KAO. WB2KAO. WB2KAO.
This is the NY1US Altar Node, 420675, in South Wales, New York. This is the NY1US Altar Node, 420675, in South Wales, New York.